This is a Black Talk Radio news report from behind the enemy lines of USA Inc. Today's date is January 18, 2016. New York Police Department victim Eric Gardner's daughter reportedly said on Democracy Now to charge the white cop and not the black cop. 18 months ago, Eric Gardner was choked to death by police officers. He was effectively lynched by what appeared to be five white NYPD officers on the video taken by witness Ramsey Order, who was facing his own persecution in the wake of him stepping forward with evidence in the case. The New York City Medical Examiner's Office said Garner's death was a combination of a chokehold, compression of his chest, and his poor health further hindered his chances of surviving the police lynching. The ruling means Mr. Garner's death was not natural causes, but a homicide caused by those who restricted his breathing. Despite the New York City Medical Examiner's Office use of the word chokehold in its report on the homicide, according to the Gothamist, Staten Island District Attorney scolded a key grand jury witness in the death of Eric Gardner for calling a chokehold officer Daniel Panatelio used on Gardner a chokehold, and for presuming that Gardner had no pulse as he lay on the ground unconscious for several minutes, unattended to by emergency medical responders as well as the police officers who participated in the lynching, according to a long investigative report by the New York Times. The Staten Island District Attorneys involved in the conspiracy to obstruct justice that had no intent in walking away with an indictment of Panatelio. There has been no likewise intent to bring charges against the other lynch mob participants. It was just over 1 year ago, on December the 3rd, 2014, the Richmond County Secret Grand Jury decided it was not going to indict killer cop Daniel Panatelio, and the United States Department of Justice on that same day announced it would conduct an independent investigation. That investigation continues to be classified as ongoing. This brings us to the latest in the case, where apparently a sixth cop, Sergeant Kizzy Adonis, a 14-year NYPD veteran who happens to be a black woman and was one of the supervising officers at the scene of Garner's death during his arrest 18 months ago for allegedly selling illegal loose cigarettes, which he loudly disputed to the police, who would eventually choke him out on the cold pavement. The NYPD, for over a year, has also been independently investigating the public lynching of Eric Gardner, and Sergeant Adonis is likely not to be the last officer charged with violating departmental rules and regulations. However, even if each and every one of the killers seen on videotape choking and suffocating Eric Gardner are charged in the same manner as Adonis, the very worst that could happen to them is that they will lose their police union-protected government jobs. The fact that one of the supervisors of the NYPD lynch mob was a black woman has introduced some interesting racial elements into public discourse on the case. Democracy Now!'s Amy Goodman asked a daughter of Eric Gardner what she thought.
My initial thought was, it was no surprise. In the beginning, when the reports was being leaked to the media, we already knew that they was highlighting Kizzy Adonis' actions, the fact that she lied on the report. Now, a year and a half later...
What was that lie?
That my dad wasn't in distress. She heard him say that I can't breathe, but he wasn't in, and she believed that he wasn't in distress, which was clearly a lie. So a year and a half later, for them to charge her for a failure to supervise, I think is ridiculous. I think it's a political move. Those officers, as you can clearly see on the video, if she did say, let up, you got him already. She's a supervising officer, and they disobeyed a direct order. And that furthers supports my argument in my article or my YouTube video when I say that if you can find charges or enough charges to charge this black lady on failure to supervise, it was a lot of cops on the scene that day. And how come the other sergeant wasn't charged yet? How come the borough commander? How come Bill de Blasio, the city's mayor, how come Mayor de Blasio and William Breton, the commissioner? It's a lot of people that should be charged with failure to supervise because they failed us on that day.
Mr. Gardner's daughter is right to ask questions. The answers to her questions about why the other cops have not been charged yet hopefully will be answered as soon as the NYPD investigation concludes, which has been ongoing for 18 months, a ridiculously long time for an incident caught on video with audio. She is also right to indict the entire New York political system in the court of public opinion, and only the Department of Justice, which is headed by another black woman, can answer the questions about whether their 18-month investigation includes the political command structure of New York City. This has been Scotty Reed with a Black Talk Radio News Report. Support the production of independent media by making a donation to the nonprofit Black Talk Media Project. For more information, visit blacktalkmediaproject.org.